section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Doug joins us this week. NXT takes over Brooklyn, and SummerSlam is this Sunday. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Take what you wanna take. Don't you leave me here. Last thing, leap years out of your fear. I'm the one, one and only love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we have a special guest, Doug Hahn. Let's start the show by discussing SummerSlam. So SummerSlam is this weekend. Are you guys excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. How about you, Doug?
I'm wondering how it's going to turn out with it being 4 hours. I'm hoping for a bigger show, but we'll see.
Well, actually, Doug, let me ask you this, because this is something that we had talked about. There have been a lot more matches announced now. So unlike WrestleMania, where there were, what, 7 matches on the main show, you know, this actually has like 9-10 matches. Does that make you a little more excited for it?
A little bit more.
I mean, for the 4 hours, that is, you know.
Yeah, for the 4 hours. It'll depend on the quality of the matches. I mean, just putting matches out there just to have matches and burn time. Sometimes some of the short matches that you have out there that are just, you know, useless kind of cuts away from the show and the big aspect feel, or trying to make this feel like a WrestleMania. So I'd rather see longer matches that are more quality than more matches at less time.
Yeah, I guess that is my opinion on this too. I know they're giving them a lot of time, it seems like, but realistically, when you go curtain to curtain with video packages, it could take a long time. I just hope that, because I noticed WrestleMania, it flowed okay, but I don't want them to screw this up. And there's a chance they could, but also depends on how the crowd's going to react, because, you know, you have NXT TakeOver the night before, and then you have SummerSlam. Is the crowd going to be burned out? I mean, we've seen that before, especially when it comes to Raw after WrestleMania. I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, I guess it's going to be a wait and see type deal, but I mean, for us, I mean, you're talking a lot of wrestling this weekend. I mean, you're talking at least 3 hours from 9 p.m. Eastern time to midnight. And then you have the following day where it's going to be 7 to 11. And then you also have the 30-minute pre-show before NXT. And then you have the hour pre-show before SummerSlam. I mean, there's a chance we could get burned out when it comes to the main event.
Yeah, but the pre-shows are useless. Those are just, all you see are the video packages. So it's kind of like, hey, you know that Undertaker, Brock Lesnar video package that you've seen 6 times every single Monday night? Well, we're going to show that to you again, and we're going to show it to you probably 3 times in that hour. And then we're going to show it to you right before the match itself. So, you know, the pre-shows, I really strongly recommend people not watch them, because, you know, like you said, that's 5 hours then of wrestling. You know, 5 hours of wrestling in a day, for the most part, is kind of too much. Let's be honest here.
Well, it is. But with WrestleMania, I had it on the network the entire day. So when they did the updates for like 15 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it was, I was watching them the entire time. And then once 5 o'clock Eastern time hit, I was already watching the pre-show, the 2 hour pre-show before the 4 hour show. So I watched all of it, and I was burned out. There's a lot of wrestling, especially with the Hall of Fame before. So I just hope the fans don't try and take over the show, which you never know. It's New York. It could happen.
So, Andy, with that said, so why don't we just get into some of the big matches here? You know, one of them that the biggest undercard match, I believe, is Owens taking on Cesaro. Cesaro's been getting a lot of positive press from the fans, I guess you could say. A lot of cheers. People have been really liking him. Owens is coming off 2 really big losses, though, with Cena. So, Andy, let me ask you, who do you got in this one?
I'm actually going to pick Cesaro. I think Owens will actually lose this, but I think he's going to lose it in a weird way. I believe that some way, somehow, he's going to... I'm just going to say it right now, Sami Zayn makes an appearance at SummerSlam. I'll just say that. I'm just saying
that.
And
what about you, Doug?
I was kind of thinking about it. I after you said that Owens has had those 2 losses, you have Cesaro, who is on an upswing, who has been putting on he's always been putting on great matches, but now you have the support of the crowd behind Cesaro, and you have a Cesaro section and everything. I would like to see I want to see this. I want to see Cesaro win, but Owens do the powerbomb to the side of the match afterwards. That way you can still build up that Owens is the powerhouse that he is and the bad heel, but you also give Cesaro the win and give him a push.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea if they don't have Owens win. Currently, my pick is Owens because of the two straight pay-per-view losses. They are to Cena, so it's kind of, you know, it's Super Cena. It's you know, not that big of a deal for those two losses. But I think that if you have Owens win here, then you have the potential of having that Night of Champions, Owens versus Cesaro number two. And I think they may go that route. But I think that this will probably be the match of the night for all of us.
I was thinking the Divas match was going to be in the night for, you know, the one that we're going to be like, oh, that was a great match. No, no one. All right.
No, I'm probably going to say that this will probably be the best quality of wrestling match.
And, you know, the one match I'm actually looking forward to is I want to see the Arrows go at it. You know, the Arrows versus Stardust and Bad News Barrett. I want to see that match because I'm wondering, how is Amel going to be in the ring? Because, you know, he does a lot of stunts for his character on Arrow, which, by the way, I've never watched Arrow. I'm pretty sure, Doug, do you watch Arrow?
Okay. Oh, I love it.
I have not seen it, but I assume that he does a lot of his own stunts. And, you know, Aaron was at Raw last week, and he said he couldn't believe how athletic the guy was. He just jumped over the guardrail, jumped onto the ring, jumped over the ropes, and he looked like he belonged there. And my only beef with what he did was when he was throwing the punches, he wasn't throwing a wrestler's punch. He was throwing like almost
he was throwing forearms.
But it was more of a stunt man, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, he's trying to do it to make it look as good as possible, but he's not a professional, so it's not going to look the best.
But I'm wondering, what is he, you know, how is he going to be in the ring? Is he going to be able to do certain things properly? I'm almost wondering if you have this match not open, but have it after like a Shield Wyatt's match. You know, you could do that, but that's going to be one of those.
I think this will be the second to last match. I almost bet because what? Yeah, because he's like, I think that they're thinking he's going to be a big draw, you know, and I think that they might have this one and then, you know, Taker Lesnar. But well, who do you have for this, Andy? I mean, are we all in agreement?
You got to go with the Green Arrow. I mean, yeah. and the Red Arrow. It's that's what's going to happen. So it's going to be great. One for, you know, Amel and also for, you know, Adrian Neville. That's big for Neville. I mean, so if he was to lose, you know, I don't know if you can have this team lose. At this point.
No, I don't think that there's any way that you can. Obviously, you know, we're in agreement. Doug, you watch Arrow. You said so you've been you're very up to date on there. Was it a surprise for him to, you know, like, do you think that he belongs there? Like, is it a shocker for him to be there? Like it was Jay Leno.
This is, and that's kind of funny that you mentioned him, because that's what I was kind of thinking.
Hey, Jay Leno, dude. Do not bring up Jay Leno. That Road Wild never happened. We'll just leave it at that.
As a celebrity coming into this, he is very good at parkour and things like that, and the CrossFit and training like that, that you kind of see in some of the background stuff. And he does a lot of, I don't know if he does a lot of his own stunts, but there's a lot of scenes where he's already working out, and I'm sure it, you know, it's the WB kind of show where he's got to have his shirt off for like half the show. And he is, I mean, he is in incredible shape. So him making the jump into the ring is going to be a lot more, it's going to be smoother than any of the other celebrities ever making. I mean, even I'm saying Rodman and Karl Malone, even though they were athletes, they're not action stars. He's at least doing stunts and stuff on TV. So to have a celebrity come in and do it, I think this will actually work out pretty well. I don't want to see it become a tradition or a habit, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that it's actually been pretty good, too, because it gives Cody some more screen time. You know, I think we're all in agreement. We want to get rid of Stardust. Although I will say this has been the best they've done with Stardust thus far.
Maybe this should have been actually, this is my only beef with this match. It should have been where if the Arrows win, Stardust is no more. And I think the fans would actually enjoy that a little bit more just for that, because realistically, no one cares about Stardust. And it was a good try. Good job. It's over with. But
I think this is, I was going to say, this is one way that you can even get another tag team in there, because now that Bad News Barrett is the Cosmic King, have a new tag team.
Gosh, they need to do... Why did he win King of the Ring? It seems like ever since Austin, there's not been a real king. I mean, I guess King Booker, but I mean, after that, nothing. All those guys stunk. But, you know, speaking of things that stink, the four-way tag match...
Which is really just Primetime Players versus New Day, right?
That's pretty much it. Because what was it, El Matadors and is Ascension in this?
No, Lucha.
No. Oh, that's right.
Lucha.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's probably going to be some cool spots, but I wish it was like elimination style, but I guess we'll never see those type of matches anymore, but whatever. But yeah, overall, I think Primetime Players, they're just going to win this match. And here's my beef also with Primetime Players. Were the promos. That was the one thing that they were doing so well, and they were the greatest promos. And then now, where are they? They're stuck doing commentary for, you know, like a 5-minute segment, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, I think that's a really great point, because their promos were some of the best that they were putting on. I mean, that they were actually entertaining in the promos. And look, Titus O'Neil, he has a good look to him, and he obviously was doing pretty good in the backstage promos. He's not a good wrestler. He is not a good wrestler. And you know what? Ultimate Warrior wasn't a good wrestler, but he made WWE a lot of money. I'm not saying Titus O'Neil's that level, but Titus O'Neil can give promos in the back, you know, maybe have Darren Young do most of the heavy lifting. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's terrible that they're doing that. Personally, I think that putting the titles back on New Day might be a good idea. New Day, they do not need the titles. They are actually doing a great job of getting their own heat by themselves. In fact, there's a lot of people cheering for them now because they don't like, I mean, it's really funny. Like in Seattle, they were cheering for them this past week on Raw in Minneapolis. People were cheering for them when they were doing the New Day Sucks, New Day Rocks chant. People were actually, I heard them saying rocks. So at this point in time, I would give it to New Day, just so that way they can try to infuriate the fans a little bit more, talking about how positivity got them the titles back, that sort of thing.
And you know what? I'm going to disagree with you. I think there's going to be a big curveball here, and I believe that the Lucha Dragons are going to win.
Oh, you just said Primetime was going to win, Andy.
No. Well, did I?
Well, next is going to be Los Matadors.
Los Matadors are not going to win. I mean, the New Day are going to win.
You know, if I name all four, I predicted 100% right.
All right.
Okay. So, Doug, what are you thinking?
I would love to see the Lucha Dragons actually take the titles. My only problem is the same thing that you guys were talking about. They can't cut a promo. They don't do any promo work. I think you need to give it to New Day because they are the hottest thing in tag team. If you want to keep the tag team division even somewhat active or even to be a big thing, you got to give it to the persons that's pushing the whole division, and that is New Day. If you give it to Lucha Dragons, it's going to be, oh, and we have the tag team titles. That match is going to come up next.
Yeah, because they've actually done a pretty decent job with the tag titles as of late. You know, we had Cesaro and Kid have them, and they were getting a nice push. And then New Day took it off them, and Primetime took it from New Day. So obviously there's been a gradual downhill we've seen, but they've actually been giving them some love, which I like because I like tag team wrestling. I actually think that when you have really good tag team wrestlers, you can have some of the best matches ever. You know, I always go to Hardy's, Edge and Christian, you know, and obviously in WCW, we had some really good ones too. But I think if you use that title as not the lowest of the low, but use it as a mid card to a upper mid card title, you can help elevate people a little bit more. So anyway, that's enough about the tag.
Now, you know what? I want to talk about Three Count. Let's just talk about those guys. I mean, so what are they doing?
Shield Light is taking on the Wyatt's Light. We get Ambrose and Reigns taking on Harper and Bray Wyatt. So Doug, this tag team match, what are you expecting from this? And have you enjoyed the buildup?
Enjoying the buildup of the, you know what, I think they should just go ahead and get Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose married, you know, since the bromance is there. You know what, I always love how Bray puts on his promos and everything. I think they should have given him more mic time. I think he should have been on the other end of the commentary booth when Ambrose was out there on Raw, so that you could at least get a counterpoint. But You know what? It's fine. I do expect this to be a good match because they always put on good matches when they were in the tag teams and they were doing that. They put on a great match. So this could be one of the better matches of the night, though.
It could be, but I feel bad that Evan Courageous is unemployed right now. anyways, but yeah, this bromance, it's getting ridiculous. And we should... My thing is, we're Sting. There's talk that they're going to put Sting in this match, and now nothing. I think for them,
they have so much star power for SummerSlam that they don't need Sting. I mean, when you think about it, you have the lead and Arrow, a TV show. You have Taker and Lesnar, a rematch
from
SummerSlam.
But it's on the CW.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He is still a C-list celebrity, you know? I mean, he's somebody that was on HBO. He was in an HBO show. So, you know, it's not that uncommon for them to do that.
You know, if he was to stick around, I'd love to see him versus The Miz.
That actually would be good. I would like that. I'd be in favor of that. But I think that for them, Sting, they can push him to a different pay-per-view for that star power.
If it's Nia Champions, then I'm okay. But they said that he got into really good shape because he was going to appear at the show. And then all of a sudden, hey, where's Stinger at? Oh, he's not here. Disappointing.
Well, you know, the only reason they put Dean Ambrose back with Roman Reigns is so that he doesn't get booed at SummerSlam.
Probably.
Yeah, they're a little that bromance. There's a point where
You know, the thing is, even in Seattle, I felt that Reigns got more cheers than boos. And that's something I said last week. I felt that it was a 60 to a 70 split. You know, that there were, you know, my section was booing a little bit, but for the most part, I heard a lot of cheers, like more so than we heard when we saw Cena's picture come up. Like when Cena's picture came up, there were a lot of boos, like noticeable boos. Reigns coming out, there are more noticeable cheers.
Do, 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 do. By the way, when you heard him say the do, 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 did the first thing you think of was wrestling isn't wrestling thing come up? Because that's the first thing I thought of.
So, Andy, Shield and the Wyatts, who do you got?
Shield.
And Doug?
Wyatts.
I got the Shield for this one.
Can I say no contest for some reason? Just because that's how I think it's really going to end, but... We all lose, but yeah, I'll stay with the Shield. Could they reunite though?
Ooh.
Seth Rollins come back?
No.
They help him. Okay,
it'll be years before that happens.
Well, it'd be interesting if it did, because maybe then Dean Ambrose, because I think
we're not in fantasy land anymore. We're doing analysis here.
Yeah, but Dean Ambrose just
right
sitting there.
Miz and Big Show, Doug.
Who cares?
What do you think's gonna happen here?
Yeah, this one is a who cares. You're right, Andy.
Bathroom break.
This one is a who cares. This is, you know what they should have done? Is they should have cut Miz out of this one, put him in the tag team against the Green Arrow, and you could have had right back in show in the pre-show match.
Pre-show?
You know what? If they wanted to make this one interesting, they should have had title versus retirement.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Or that Ryback could use This Is Awesome. And Miz couldn't anymore.
No, let's not make this TNA.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Or maybe that Ryback gets to you, that they get to steal Miz's clothes, you know, like the Glacier thing from WCW.
What do you think? Are you thinking Ryback retains?
I'm thinking Ryback retains.
What about you, Andy?
I'm going to say the Miz wins.
So I would really like to see The Miz steal it here. If I had to put money down, I'd put it down on Ryback. But I would love, 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 love to see Miz just get a cheap win here, show, you know, punches Ryback, and then Miz wins it just so that way he can get some more heel heat. Because he's actually been one of the best heels on Raw, you know, as of late. So that's what I'd like to see.
When's Randy Orton going to turn heel?
Eh. You know, once a year.
Yeah, so. I mean, he just needs to. I mean, what's his face turn heel every other week? It felt like. Oh, Big Show. That's right. Big Show could turn face and heel. Hey, in one show, you never know. Now here's the match that I care about, but I also don't at the same time. is Cena versus Rollins, winner takes all. I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying again, Cena wins, but Sheamus cashes in. I'm just going to say it right now. That's my thought on this, Aaron.
So you think that they are going to help inflate Cena's title reign even more?
Yep. And I think that's going to be a disgrace because realistically, when Ric Flair had the title, I should probably pull out the book that's somewhere behind me. But I almost can guarantee that Ric Flair had it for long periods of time, at least 2 months before he dropped it. Even if it was 2 weeks, that's longer than some of Cena's title reigns. I mean, he had what, one for like 2 minutes? A couple that?
Yeah, he had one that was, you know, he lost to Batista right away and then won it right back from Batista. It was, you know, quite stupid. You know, I mean, just
it's like, what?
I think that Rollins is going to win this. It's kind of sad. I think what they're going to do is that they're going to have Sheamus cash in. So Rollins is going to win. He's going to hold both titles. Sheamus is going to cash in on Rollins and win the world title, leaving Rollins with the U.S. title.
Oh, crap. Know what they can do? Rollins can. Well, I guess you said that it's for a world champion belt, right? Is that what the
it's a contract for a world title match.
Well, you could say that the U.S. title is a world title match, too.
No, it's not.
But
it's
he could argue that and that could be the storyline.
It's not going to happen. That's right. Not going to happen. Doug, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that you're going to I agree with you, Aaron, that Rollins will win. I think it'll be at the help of Triple H because they made that comment about, you were Ric Flair's Ric Flair was Triple H's mentor and everything like that, and they won't give me the title again. So I think Rollins will win via the save by Triple H. Triple H will interfere in the match and thus making a Rollins win. And then there you have – and then I think you'll see another turn. Triple H then pedigrees Rollins, and then Sheamus cashes in.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. But I would think that if what's really going to happen is that Cena will win because remember, his new shirt hits everywhere on Monday. So I'm pretty sure that that shirt has already says a different number besides 15 on it that they're pressing. Okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But
I'm telling you, I'm right on this.
I would be very willing to bet that Cena does not win the title. And I think, you know, like I said last week, I think that Triple H recognizes that stuff. I think that he pays attention to it. He loves Ric Flair. Ric Flair is one of his favorites of all time. He idolizes him. And I think that, you know, maybe it's one of those things for him. He says, you know what? This is Ric Flair's, you know, that is his number. That's his trophy. I don't want to have that trophy be shared with John Cena. And I think that's what they might do. That's why I don't think that they're going to go down that route.
Right. You are right about Triple H being a historian because remember, he wanted Bruno in the Hall of Fame. That was one of his main goals once he got to his position. But also, I think at some point, maybe Ric Flair said, let him get it because my legacy is done. You know,
or well, and Ric Flair considers himself a 21-time world champion anyway. You know, he's actually held the belt. He's won the belt and lost it and then won it right back. You know, they've done that, for example, in WWE where someone loses the belt to someone over in Japan and then they just win it back, you know, 7 days later or something like that. And sometimes they don't recognize those reigns even though they happen. And same thing has happened with Flair. He's actually a 21-time world champion, but they don't recognize that. They recognize him as 16.
We can continue to talk about this, but I think the one that we should really talk about is Lesnar versus Taker. Yeah, this is the one that I'm not sure what will happen, but, you know, if I had to pick someone, I guess I'll pick Undertaker to win just because. But, Doug, who do you think is going to win?
Actually, because of Monday Night Raw, I think they're going to let Lesnar win.
Really?
And yeah. Why is that?
Because, and I loved how they did it, too. In Minnesota, you have Lesnar's hometown. You heard the boos for The Undertaker. They were overwhelming. I think you roll with it. I mean, because Lesnar is, he's a face right now. regardless of everything else, regardless of him beating the streak, he's still a face. You have Lesnar beat Taker. Taker's done. This is it. That's fine. Great. Congratulations. See you at WrestleMania. But you're not coming back till WrestleMania. You have Lesnar still on under contract. You have him beat Taker again. And just that is it. That's done. You have him be a face. You don't have – I mean, because you really roll with it. Lesnar is your face. Taker becomes a heel.
So I got my money is going to be on Taker. I think that Taker, they're going to have him come back and get a win here. Although the thing is, I think for either of them, let's be honest, they're both part-timers. Whoever wins, it doesn't really matter. Because if Lesnar wins, what's he going to do after this? Is he going to go after Rollins? Is he going to go after Sheamus? I mean, they could potentially do that. But I think that they're probably going to have Taker win here and get his win back. I don't know if they're going to go for the round three, but I don't see Taker coming back after all this time and then getting a loss. And, you know, I could be wrong. That's fine. But I imagine that Taker will get a win some way, shape, or form.
Here's what happens. He, you know, Lesnar F5s him multiple times. All of a sudden, the lights go out. You hear the crow, bam. And somehow Sting does something to cause Lesnar to either get distracted, and Undertaker wins. And then the following night on Raw, Taker confronts Sting and says, hey, by the way, I didn't need your help, brother. And they decide, like, fine, at Night of Champions, we're both former champions, blah, blah, blah. We're going to wrestle Night of Champions. Night of Champions.
You're thinking way too soon.
Yeah.
You think
that,
so?
Giving that match away at Night of Champions.
So you're saying that's a WrestleMania match, realistically?
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to be in Dallas at the new Cowboys Stadium, right?
At Dallas.
That thing holds 100,000 people for a wrestling event. They need to figure a way to fill that. Look, Taker Sting 15 years ago, oh my God, that's going to be an amazing match. The buildup will be great. Now, not so much. But guess what? It's the idea of the match. You know, if someone said, hey, Goldberg is going to take on Stone Cold Steve Austin, people are like, oh, my God, you know,
who's Goldberg?
Here's my money. And no, like anyone that like that's our age that knew him, people would be like, here, take my money. They wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, wait, Goldberg hasn't wrestled really in the past 10 years, you know, so it doesn't matter. But people would be like, look, here's my money. They want to see it. This is a marquee match. This will get an extra 10,000 people into that arena. So if you want an extra 10,000 people in that arena, you have this match at WrestleMania. And if you don't, if you have it at Night of Champions, I would be very surprised. And then I'm going to wonder what they're going to do for each of those guys at WrestleMania. Because I don't want to see a rematch there. I would want to see it the first and only time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to, I mean, realistically, if Sting got into that shape, it's not like he's going to stay in that shape basically for the next, 8 months? I doubt it. But he might. But, you know, when do you pull the trigger on this? I mean, I guess you could wait till WrestleMania. But I bet you anything, Sting will some way, somehow show up. And it'll be in this match.
If he does, I mean, that's cool. But then at Survivor Series, have Sting in a match and have Taker show up and have Taker do a little bit there, you know, and tease it. Like, you have this as a very slow burn. Like, don't just, like, eat the cake right now. Give him a little taste.
You're saying that that's what you do. You just have them show up and then they look at each other and then then one leaves the ring. That's it. Taker gets his moment. And then at some, we'll say Survivor Series, something else happens, blah, blah, blah. They both show up and then Royal Rumble, same thing. Then they point to the thing and they say, and they shake their head. Yes. And shake hands.
I'd be good with that.
You'd be fine. Yep. You like that slow burn too, Doug?
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess that's a thing that we, you know, that they could do. But, you know, you can just tell that they're at least hopefully planning WrestleMania properly. I mean, you're talking 100,000 fans and, you know, we're going to be there'll be at least three of the four in our group are actually going to be there. So we're going to be around all these hardcore wrestling fans. So I guess it'll be really intriguing. I'll just say that. But you know what? I think we should thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click strip installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShap.com. NXT takes over Brooklyn is this Saturday, and right now they say the start time is actually at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Oh my gosh. That's all I got to say. That's a late night for those fans. So right now, who thinks that JTG will show up at this event? Anyone? No? All right.
Yeah. No, he's going to do a Reddit AMA, but he's
I was just curious. Anyway, so Jushin Thunder Liger, of course, from WCW and New Japan Pro Wrestling, is taking on Tyler Breeze. Aaron, I know you were a fan of his, so what do you think about this match?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be really cool. You know, even though Jushin is 50 years old now.
Is he 50?
He's 50, yeah.
Wow.
You know, and the thing is, they could have passed him off. Who knows? Because it's kind of like Tiger Mask. There's like six different Tiger Masks. So maybe it's like Jushin Thunder Liger the third, you know, and he's 20 years old. I don't know. It's going to be cool. We're going to see some of, you know, his greatest hits. I think Tyler Breeze will probably get the win here, though. I think this will be what may put Tyler Breeze kind of over that hill, over that hump that I think that he's kind of been stuck at. And so I think that this will it will be good for him.
Yeah, Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
I agree. I think this will be the maybe this is his bouncing point up to Raw. If you have him beat him, Tyler win and be like, hey, look, I don't need the title. I just beat a legend. I can beat the people on Raw too. I need to be bumped up to there. So now whether or not Tyler can make it on Raw, who knows? That's still to be seen. I like Tyler Breeze. I like him in NXT. I think he's a good fit for NXT. I'd like to see him in a little bit more important match, and I'm glad that they at least got Liger here to give him a decent match on the takeover.
And kind of a fun fact here. So, you know, his career, of course, spans, you know, decades now. He's wrestled for New Japan, WCW, Ring of Honor, TNA, and now WWE.
That's unreal. Yeah, you're right. I can't believe he's 50. He's going to be 51 this year. Unreal.
Now, which one's older, Tyler Breeze or Liger's career?
Liger's career.
Yeah.
He started in 86. Wow. I wonder if he can actually talk properly, like English wise, like as in like shoot a promo. I wonder if he can do that.
Shoot a promo, probably not. But I'm sure that he can say, you know, like tackle, drop down, hip toss, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've heard other wrestlers say that Japanese wrestlers, what they say to him is stay. Like if they're going to do something in the corner, they'll say stay and they'll come over, do some somersaults and corkscrews, and then, you know, do a back elbow. So, I mean, at least they don't have to tell what the name is. But yeah, I think with this, Tyler Breeze, I think will take away this match. And also one thing we didn't talk about is the fact that this pay-per-view, there's 10 matches. So, and they haven't said if it's 2 or 3 hours, but we're still assuming it's 3 hours because I'm sorry, but I don't think you can fit 10 matches in 3 hours. It's impossible.
No, no.
But unless they do like a pre-show where they have like 2 or 3 matches and then have the main card, you could probably get away with 7 if they're, you know. But this is going to be fun. Of course, we're going to see the Apollo Crews. You know, he is going to join, which I'd laugh at that name, but whatever. The other big match, though, is Sasha Banks is taking on Bayley. And, you know, this one at first, I was like, oh, Sasha Banks definitely is going to win. But I think we're pretty sure now that Bayley is going to be the NXT Women's Champion at this point. I mean, what are your thoughts, Doug?
I think this is where you give the title to Bayley and let her try to run with NXT. You've moved Sasha Banks up to the main roster. Let her stay there and just focus on the main roster. I mean, you even had her tap out the Women's Champion on Raw. So her losing, you know, her losing to Bayley, I think, is a mistake because it kind of brings down Sasha a little bit. But at the same time, I think you give up the title and keep her on Raw, and then you have Bayley try to, you know, push her way through the rest of the NXT roster and make the women's division there dependable again or believable again.
Doug, I actually have to correct you. Sasha did not beat the women's champion. She beat the Divas champion, because whatever. The only woman's champion is actually Sasha Banks, because there is a very big difference between women's wrestling and Divas wrestling, as obviously we know.
Yes.
But you don't have to have talent to be the Divas
exactly.
champion.
I think that, yeah, I agree with Doug. You know, let Bayley run with it. Let's see what she can do. Sasha Banks has been getting so many cheers on Raw. She is over. She is probably the most over person that's come up as of late, you know, other than maybe, you know, Kevin Owens. So I would be totally be in favor of seeing what Bayley can do and let Sasha just focus on Raw.
I do agree. And here's the one thing also. I noticed that the call-ups, including Kevin Owens, now there's no NXT in their package when they come out. It just says their name. That's it. There's nothing. And like with the Divas, it actually has their group name. And Owens, just there's no NXT anymore, which, you know, could say a lot. But Baron Corbin versus Samoa Joe. Oh, my gosh. As much as this match makes me upset, because I want Samoa Joe to win. But I have a feeling they're pushing Baron Corbin way too much. Too many promo packages, just too much with him. I truthfully believe in this one, Baron Corbin is going to win. And I'm only saying that because I hope I'm wrong. Aaron?
Yeah, you know, they really have been doing a lot with him. And I really hope that you are wrong, too. I would pick Samoa Joe for this. That's only because I think that Samoa Joe is on the fast track to the main roster. And, you know, this would be a pretty big win for him. You know, Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens still need to have a real clash. They've had a match on NXT that I think went to not to time. It was double DQ or thrown out, whatever. No contest. So, you know, we haven't had a real Owens Samoa Joe match. And I think that we really need to do that. And this would be a way to do it. And obviously we'll talk about with the next match whether or not that could have happened. You know, if it's for the title, I'm not sure. We'll find out. But I would say Samoa Joe for this, but have Baron Corbin basically beat him down at the end of the match.
I'm going to go with the fact that, listen, I think that this could have been a great match. I think there should have been more build up for it, though. Instead of just having last week was when Samoa Joe came out and kind of pointed at Baron Corbin and said, "We're going to have a match. Yay." I mean, the last like 5 weeks, Baron Corbin has had maybe a total of 5 matches, not even a minute long combined. So you're building him up as this big person, but you haven't thrown anybody big at him. So I want to say Samoa Joe wins. I want to see Samoa Joe fast track to Raw. And then you build up Baron Corbin as saying he needs to face bigger talent and go. So then he starts facing more competitive people. At this point in NXT, but he stays down there. Samoa Joe comes up to Raw.
Actually, I do agree with that. I really do. That's why with this match, honestly, I don't think it's going to go more than 10 minutes curtain to curtain. And I'm actually being very generous, but you know, with the 5-minute promo package first and 3-minute entrance. And I'm not saying that against Samoa Joe, because we know he can go the distance. I just don't think Baron Corbin can. And I really hope I'm wrong on this one. I really do. The match, of course, that's going to end the night. The ladder match between Kevin Owens and Finn Balor. You know, for me, this is one that don't read the NXT spoilers, because I think they did spoil something, or they might have just done a big swerve to us. I mean, Aaron, with this match, should we even talk about the spoilers?
So probably. It's 8 weeks ago or so now, I gave TNA so much crap for what they did. You know, why would you have EC3 versus Kurt Angle taped? Why did you do that? That was such a terrible idea. I can read the spoilers, find out what's going to happen. Why do you also have the pay-per-view, you know, after all that stuff? That made no sense. It was terrible booking. I think that this is kind of terrible booking too. I think that when you have a pay-per-view, you don't have matches taped beforehand. I think that that's a really, really bad idea. Yes, you're probably trying to swerve us. I get that. Balor is probably going to win this match, you know, and I don't think that Owens is actually going to. Owens is probably going to beat the ever-living crap out of him, and then he's going to take the title at the end, you know, and you know, say that he's the real champion. But I just think that it's a terrible idea. I really do. And so, you know, I gave TNA a lot of crap for it. I got to give WWE a lot of crap for it. And NXT is, in my opinion, probably the best brand out there right now. You can watch those there. It's like popcorn. You can't have enough of it, you know, until, you know, you throw up. And but you can't, you just can't have enough of it, you know. And that's the thing about it. So I think that this is a bad idea. But my pick for this is Finn is going to win. Owens is going to take the title, though.
And Aaron, I do agree with you on this. I think that some way Finn's going to win. Kevin Owens is going to be very upset, beat Finn down, steal the title, end the show. I think that's what's going to happen. Or you could have a run-in by Hideo or Sammy, one of the two. It doesn't matter. Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
This one, I want to say you keep the title on Finn. Whether you have Owens do the beat down and take the title, I think that's what you really... If you're trying to maintain Kevin Owens on NXT, I think, again, I go back to the fact that once you move somebody up to Raw, I think they just need to stay there. I believe Kevin Owens is doing a great job of trying to balance everything, but how can you have him, you know, honestly, how can you have him win and or lose this match, and then the very next night he's got to perform also against Cesaro? These are going to be two great, top-notch matches. I think you're actually even kind of ruining the Cesaro match, because I don't think Kevin Owens will be 100% for that. Mm-hmm. So you have him on one show, whether it's Raw, have him on NXT if it's NXT, but have him on one show. Same thing with the Divas, have him on one show. Just keep him there. If you promoted them, you have faith in them, let them go. If they start to falter again, like, you know, even Zack Ryder has moved down to NXT. You can do that later, but push him to one show and keep him on one show. This is should be Finn's win, and Owens just stays on Raw.
And that is a good possibility, but we know that at least, at least 2 weeks afterwards, we're going to see Owens at least one more time on NXT TV. So that's a toughie. But overall, you know, Doug, there's a lot of wrestling this weekend. Are you looking forward to watching all this, or are you going to fast forward a lot of it?
It'll really depend. I do work weekends now, so I'm not going to be able to watch either of these live. I am hoping to be able to catch up on them very, very quickly after the fact, but I'll be working through both of these, and weekends are my busy time. So it'll depend on the mood when I rewatch them. If I did, and I probably will look up the finishes for everything, just because I am interested in who's going to win between Kevin Owens and all this. So I might end up fast forwarding through some of the slacking matches, like the Ryback Miz and Big Show match. You know, congratulations on your win, Ryback, but I don't need to see it.
Which one do you think is going to be better?
And see, this is one of the things I do like. Anytime they have an NXT pay-per-view or takeover, the right before a pay-per-view, a big pay-per-view, or even the small pay-per-views, the main roster gets so upset at how great of a performance the NXT group does. So I'm very excited for SummerSlam, because I think NXT is going to blow everything out of the water, and then you're going to have to top that with SummerSlam. So I do like that they're doing this a Saturday, Sunday kind of thing. I do think it's a lot of wrestling for one weekend if you're attending those shows. But at the same time, NXT is that, yay, you know, really excited, brand new stuff. Now let's see what the main roster can do. And we're slightly disappointed. But hopefully this will be something that pushes them and they put on a great show for the main roster.
Oh, man. I just keep thinking about the time. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Lots of wrestling this weekend, but
I was going to say, I think you'll enjoy it, but then you might kick yourself in later by saying, wow, I think I've just wasted 9 hours of my life.
Yeah. Yes. And but overall, I think it's going to be a great week, and I really hope NXT wins the war here. I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes and Doug Hahn, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.